Welcome back to NewsRamp Cannabis for Wednesday evening, April 29th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
420 with CNW, trucking industry in gray area as marijuana is reclassified federally. A directive signed by Acting AG Todd Blanche on April 22nd and put into force the next day shifts two categories of cannabis from Schedule 1 of the CSA to CNW Schedule 3. One includes marijuana-based medications approved by the FDA. The other applies to cannabis produced, distributed, or sold under state-issued medical licenses. Entities like Canopy Growth Corp. and their partners are navigating this reclassification in the trucking industry. Classic genetics meet modern growing inside Barney's Farm. Back to the Future Initiative. Barney's Farm Genetics is reintroducing classic cannabis strains like Skunk No. 1, Hindu Kush, Northern Lights, and AK-47. To the U.S. South market. Adapted for modern cultivation, founder Derry Brett emphasizes the importance of preserving genetic integrity for stable, consistent performance. These strains offer growers predictable yields, phenotype expression, and breeding potential. For more on this Back to the Future initiative, interviews with Derry Brett are available.
Classic genetics meet modern growing. Inside Barney's Farm. Back to the Future Initiative. Barney's Farm Genetics, a global leader in cannabis genetics, is expanding its U.S. South operations and reintroducing legacy strains like Skunk No. 1 and Northern Lights. U.S. South growers are embracing these stabilized genetics for predictable yields and consistent quality, driving innovation in modern cultivation environments.
420 with CNW U.S. DOJ moves some marijuana products to Schedule 3. The U.S. Department of Justice has made a significant move by rescheduling certain marijuana products from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. This decision, announced by Acting AG Todd Blanche, indicates a shift in federal policy towards cannabis. Companies like Curaleaf Holdings Inc. may benefit from this change, but the impact on the industry as a whole remains to be seen.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.